This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching all grace, come to you, humbling ourselves beneath thy mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as I decrease, as the Spirit of the Lord in me increase, hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint this little clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in. Like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, and most of all, for salvation to go forth in 2022 like never before. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. And we're looking at Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 through 6. The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 1 through 6. And the word of God reads, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did reckon him of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for these next few minutes, I want to talk about whose report will you believe? God or man? Whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. People of God, life as we know it in 2022, it is full of choices. And it is something that we will never fade away with. For example, from being an infant throughout adulthood, we are surrounded with endless decisions that needs to be made. Once we decide on something, we then begin to move in that direction. Beloved, one factor that greatly influences and affects our decision is our belief system. Yes, this is what the prophet Isaiah is asking here in Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The report that the prophet Isaiah is pertaining to, it is the report of the Lord. It is the report that Jesus, about Jesus, who was despised and rejected, who was oppressed and afflicted. Jesus became the sacrificial lamb who would carry away our sin, sickness, pain, and in doing so, will secure our salvation and freedom from sin and bondage. Whose report will you believe? God or man? Child of God, you have got to listen. You have got to be listening in order to hear what the report is saying. Yes, beloved, it is up to us to decide on what we will listen to and to what we will tune our ear into. People of God, we must give God a place during our daily schedule each and every day to speak to us in prayer, as well as to speak to us as we study his word. See, the Bible encourages us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it would be in our best interest to set aside every day a time of devotion to hear from the Lord. Always be mindful of this, believer of Christ. You have a choice in what you believe in. Again, it is your decision as to what you believe, and you have a free will and the right to exercise it. If you so desire not to believe God's word or only a portion of it, then so be it. But on the other hand, if you as God's children, as God's child, believe that the Bible, the holy book, God's book, biblical instruction before leaving earth, if you believe that the Bible is an infallible, accurate, acceptable word of God, then it is so wonderful for you. Remember this. It is your call to make. It is your choice. It is your decision. Do you believe that God's word is full of power? That it is God's breathed word of God? That it was breathed and inspired by him? Yes, I'm talking about the word of God. Word of God is quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. Will you favor God's report or man's report? Again, you have to decide. Yes, believer of Christ, only faith will move the arm of the Lord. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must seek God while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added to you. Here, for an example, when we read the word of God, we have examples of people that had in their life come to a place of decision, in the valley of decision, caught between two opinions, had to make a decision based on the instruction that was given. You know, the instruction that I'm talking about is the word of God. The word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word have been proven. And it will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall not pass away. God's word is already established. It has been settled. Here we see an example in the book of 2 Kings 5:9-14. There once lived a man by the name of Naaman. He was a captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a mighty god of valor, meekness. But Naaman was also a leper. He had leprosy. And in his attempt to be made clean, he journeyed to a man of God, a prophet, by the name of Elisha, went to his home in hope of a miracle. And here we read in 2 Kings 5:9-14. It says, so Naaman came. With his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, angry, and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leopard. So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto Naaman and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to go, had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Then Naaman went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Here we see in the scriptures by the mighty man of valor, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, had leprosy. He was considered to be a leper. And because of the instruction that was given to him, he felt belittled. He felt small in the eyes of the prophet, the man of God. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to remember that God has all power in his hand. God only has to set something into existence, and it shall come to pass. Here, when the man of God, the prophet Elisha, gave the messenger the message to tell Naaman, first of all, he got sort of embarrassed because he thought that he was somebody as far as the world system is concerned. But I stopped by to let you know that God is no respecter of person. What he did for one, he can do for another. Whether great or small, it doesn't matter in God's eyesight. Because we all, as far as God is concerned, we're all looked upon the same. All this society is who tries to put us in different categories, put us in different race, in different financial existence. But God looks at us as a creation of his. Here, the man of God told Naaman through the messenger to go dip 7 times in the river Jordan. Now the river Jordan at this particular time was very dirty. It was full of trash, and you know, even the water was very, very dirty. We have to remember that God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Sometimes the Lord will humble us because sometimes we get too big-headed. And he gave the instruction to go dip in the dirty Jordan River. Well, to Naaman, it was an insult. It was beneath what he thought would have happened. But God will show up and show out if we humble ourselves in his eyesight. brothers and sisters in Christ. Even now in 2020, we go on through this pandemic. And we see that even people in the church, those that are considered to be Christians, those that are considered to be linked up, tied up, wrapped up in the things of God, looked up in pride, arrogancy. God wants us to humble ourselves in his eyesight. Whose report will you believe tonight in 2022? God's report or man's report? When we turn on the television and we listen to the newscast, the weather report, sometimes the weatherman gives a forecast of what he thinks would happen or she thinks would happen. Sometimes they'd be right on target, but oftentimes it's just a speculation. See, God knows all things, and he can do all things. He knows our thoughts before we even think it. He knows whether we're right with him or not. Even during this pandemic, his concern is, whether small or great, rich or poor, it doesn't matter to God. All he wants us to do as human beings is to realize that we are sinners, realizing that we need a Savior in our lives, realizing that we can't do nothing without him. Whose report tonight will you believe? God or man? We say we believe God. Oftentimes we do, especially when we're in this church setting. But in our individual walk with God, we can say one thing with our mouth, but our heart can be far from what we're really saying. You see, God is a God of the heart. He checks the heart. He checks our motives to see if they are right towards him. Bible says that God goes to and fro seeking whose heart is right and loyal towards him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2022, we had the beginning of a new year, a year of fresh start and new beginning, a year that is where our slate has been wiped clean. We are in this year a few days into, as we come into the end of the month of January. We are in a place where we haven't walked before. Things that we see that is taking place this year is quite unpleasant in some instances. But we have to depend and rely on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that we serve is an ever-changing God. And we are living in an ever-changing world. Our faith has to be in him. Because each and every day, things, circumstances, situations are subject to change, even in our walk in the Lord. Believers of Christ, how quickly here the man by name of Naaman, again, he became offended because God did not respond the way he had imagined that God would. By the man of God sending a messenger out to meet Naaman, opposed to the facing of the prophet himself. You see, Naaman was finding it very difficult and somewhat ridiculous in light of the instruction which the servant had given him. Again, Naaman, a mighty man of valor. Naaman, as we would consider it in the world today, he would be considered as someone that was highly respected as far as society goes. But God is not, he's not hooked up with cliques in the church. God is not concerned himself with being the top dog in the pen. No, God is who he is. He's almighty. He gave the instruction to the man of God. And it was up to Naaman to, hallelujah, to make up his mind and have a decision to make on whether he would follow what the instruction that was given, whether he would follow through with what was said. Well, Naaman's initial reaction, aside from being angry, was to ignore and cast aside the word of God. So he just turned and walked away. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the answer that Naaman was waiting for did not come in the package that he had imagined. Again, remember, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Again, here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it was a God-given instruction given to Naaman. And it required an act of faith from Naaman himself on whether to follow through on what was given to him. The question remained to Naaman, as well as us here in 2022. Whose report will you believe? God or man? So here, Naaman, after some serious consideration, he decided to follow the instruction that was given. And he made the decision, and he put some action behind the decision that was made. So in faith, he went and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan River. And because of the step of faith that he took, as a result of action speaking louder than words, as a result of believing the word of the Lord, go, wash 7 times. He was healed. My brothers and sisters in Christ, believer of God, We have to accept a word from the Lord. A word in whatever situation or circumstance that we find ourselves in. When we seek God about it, we have to take into consideration that God speaks according to his word. He never speaks things contrary to what his word says. The Lord is always. When we accept the word from God, it is always a wise decision on our part. Even when our flesh does not agree with it, and our mind is wrestling with it. Child of God, our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed. That the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We have to come to a place in life where we dare to believe God. Believe God and his word. You see, God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. God says what he means, and he means what he says. Whose report will you believe tonight? In 2022.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
God is good and worthy to be praised. We are grateful and thankful that we must live on life for real, on life that is causing an impact where we live and our families, our friends, and those that are around us. Hallelujah. So we just thank God again tonight for those that are listening, for those that will be listening at a later date. We just thank God for answering prayers, honoring requests. Hallelujah. But most of all, for our salvation to go forth, that people may be saved for the glory of God. Whatever you are believing God for tonight, if it's according to his will, we come in complete agreement with you that God would reach down in his time, amen, and meet that each and every need in your life. Answering that prayer that you've been believing him for, hallelujah, answering the requests that you have given him according to his timing. We, as God's people, even in 2022, still need God to move in situations and circumstances that where we have been faced with or will be faced with in the coming future. We just thank God for being here tonight. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Through the use of the internet, we thank God for an opportunity, amen, to be teaching and preaching on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So tonight, again, we are talking about whose report will you believe, man or God? God or man? Amen. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we sometimes has a wrong impression about ministers. We as ministers of the gospel are ministers that witness to people, those that are willing to get out of their comfort zone and go out in the highways and the byways to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So as people of God, we as ministers are not exempt from living by faith and believing God on a personal level, even for our own immediate needs to be met. Bible says in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Whose report will you believe? Let God be true, and every man a liar. Whose report you believe? That is still the question in 2022. Believers of Christ, believe the report of the Lord. Bible says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So, beloved, your life is a product of your words. People of God, the road to life in Christ Jesus, it's paved with believing God's word. Because the report you believe, it will determine what you will do. I'll say that again. The report you believe as an individual, it will determine what you will do. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our lifestyle is based on what we believe in. Remember this always, that circumstances, situations are subject to change. But God's word never changes. Whose report will you believe? Child of God, in order to receive what God has promised, you must align yourself with the truth of God's word. You must resist and rebuke the voices of fear and discouragement here in the year of 2022. You must renew your mind and retune your heart. You also must renounce negative words that have been spoken. Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is for your life. Most of all, believers of Christ, here in 2022, we must be repositioned in our faith, in our hope, in our expectation. See, the word of God is true. It's absolute truth. The word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall remain forever. Here we see in the word of God, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So, beloved, this is the hour, the season of new beginning, restoration, restitution, and kingdom realignment. Here in 2022. Again, beloved, do you believe God's report? Again, we're all reminded in the book of Isaiah 53, verse 1. It says, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? People of God, our faith is not in man's wisdom. It is not in the latest fad or social custom. No, our faith is in God, Jesus. Our faith is to be laser focused on what God's report and timeless truth revealed in his holy word, the Bible. Yes, this is there to be repeated. As a believer, your faith should be laser focused on what God's report and timeless truth revealed in his holy book, in the holy Bible, the word of God, biblical instruction before leaving earth. Here in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, it says, knowing this, first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in any time by the will of man. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Do you believe God's report? Or do you believe man's report? Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the question is still asked, whose report will you believe? Child of God, your natural circumstances might look hopeless right now. But your circumstances does not dictate your future. So whose report will you believe? Here we see in the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 4, the A clause of the verse. It says, let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am. The one that sits high in the globe. The one that knows us all by name. The very hairs on our head. The one that has all power in his hand. Let God be true. And every man a liar. Child of God, when it comes to a bad report, regardless of what has been said, do not nurse it, but reverse it. I'm going to say it again. Whenever it comes to a bad report concerning anything in your life, do not nurse it. Reverse it. Because God's report is the only good report. Remember this at all times, that negative thoughts can imprison you. So don't allow the enemy, the devil, the one that goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. The devil, according to John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, according to the B clause of the verse. So don't allow the devil to steal your joy and imprison you in despair or in fear. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves of what 2 Timothy 1:7 said. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So choose to believe God's word over situations that is happening in your life. Do you believe God's report? 2 Corinthians 10:5 said, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Remember, beloved, there are two reports that will be always given. One for the sinner and one for the saint. Child of God, don't listen to the wrong report. Make up your mind to listen and believe God's report. Listen to the word of God. Believe his report. Because we have never been through anything like what we are facing in this pandemic that we are still in 2022. And also in the political unrest we are seeing all around us in 2022. Bible reminds us as children of the Most High God that God's word is powerful. God's word is true. But it's up to us to accept it. Here in Isaiah 54, verse 17, it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Whose report do you believe? Protect what God has specifically spoken to you. Be watchful. Fight and pray. Be content in the situation that you find yourself in. Draw nigh to God as he draw nigh to you. You see, beloved child of God, commit to what God has promised you. Commitment is essential and very important, because commitment is the difference maker. Commitment will cause you to move from thinking or dreaming into talking tangible, real physical steps taken in action. Yes, action speaks louder than words. You see, labor and difficulty are part of the process that we as children of the Most High God must go through. Here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Move in the direction that God leads. Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. The believer of Christ, after God have given you your marching orders, move out and take the ground you have been promised. Remember this. You have to stir up what God has promised you. So keep walking. Stir it up again. Fanning the flame that God has placed in you. And God will start working on your behalf. See, everything that we get from God is by faith. We can talk about something all day and all night long. But until we get up and step out in faith, trusting and believing God to lead the way, where God leads, he will provide. Oh, yes, he will. So which report will you believe? People of God, we are what we believe. We are what we believe. Here in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you. People of God, here is spiritual meat that all believers in Christ need if we wish to grow spiritually. Beloved, a life without doctrine is like a tree without roots or a building without a foundation. Whose report will you believe? God or man? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9 says, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whose report will you believe? God, amen. As we bring this teaching to a close, we thank God for the opportunity for bringing forth the word of God tonight. And we just say amen and amen. Maybe one or there may be some I need to sign my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is the hour. This is the time to get right with God. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer here tonight. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We appreciate your support. You can support us more if you would share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them visit us every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you and yours in attendance with us. Thank you so much again. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92684, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as X, Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, God bless you, and we pray that something has been said that will help you get through your daily routine. Share the number again, 347-826-9424. We'd love to have you with us. We pray all is well, and God willing, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. sharp, Central Standard Time. God bless.